Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way. Catamaran home! Yes, this is an urgent episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. We are setting up what will, in future, be the set for the show. This is Eve. She's just on her phone. I have some things to say. The visual component will be starting soon. We'll be filming here soon. The editing is going to be beautiful. You can see that this is going to be magical. We've got all this stuff. If you want to find out more, go to the Patreon. But there's something we have to talk about first, and that's the pledge. Eve, are you across the pledge?
I'm not across the pledge.
Eve didn't listen to the last episode to come out, and that's fine. Why would we need our producer to listen to the episodes as they're coming out?
I was sick. I had COVID.
Excuses. I would tell you, I don't have the pledge.
And it was my birthday, but
I don't have the pledge. I think I emailed myself the pledge.
You didn't send it to your producer? I mean, I would have found it.
I was doing it alone at that time. Now, wait. Here's the pledge. This is the pledge that I read out and that I asked people to read out with me last time on the podcast. I went through a pledge and I got everyone to say, I pledge. See, you did it. I pledge to do my best. To help James Donald Forbes McCann. Buy a boat. And I pledge. That today. Or. If it's very late when I'm listening to this.
Tomorrow.
But sometime in the near future. I will tell one person.
At least. I think five.
Who has not heard about the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan? And encourage them.
To listen to the podcast.
Catamaran Ho.
I, without having heard the pledge, did this today on my way here.
What a good producer.
Yeah.
Take back all the negative things that I've said about my producer.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome.
I feel like a different man with these glasses. There's a visual component to this one if you're listening to the audio, but these sunglasses and this wonderful captain's outfit. Eve is an octopus.
Yeah. So you should fill them in on why we're wearing these costumes.
Oh, yeah. So Eve went and got us costumes and a set to record the new James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan visual component. I'm not going to put that in my mouth again because it feels weird. I just got it out of the container and now I do feel weird.
Also, we haven't built the set yet. This is the room.
This is not the set. This is just to give people an idea. Wow, you'll be shocked at how nice it looks. We're going to have two cameras set up. We're going to change the lighting.
If you would like to know about how the set's going to look, you could subscribe to the Patreon and watch the Patreon video or listen to the Patreon episode that we just recorded.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What's cool? The lighting?
Let's get to the meat and potatoes, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think that's better? I think that's probably better.
I think you should go look at the thing. How's it look?
It looks fine. I'm just going to keep turning it off and on for dynamic effect. So the pledge came out.
Right.
And so I looked at... So the pledge was to get people to download and tell people about the episode with the pledge.
Yes.
And I thought, well, we'll double. Because everyone will hear the pledge. Right. Everyone will do it.
Yes.
And if everyone just tells one person, we double the size of the podcast.
Yes.
So I've looked at how that podcast did over its first 3 days.
Okay.
Compared to the previous episode's first 3 days.
Okay.
Then I've put them into a spreadsheet.
Oh, my God.
And I've compared them.
Yeah.
So we can see the percentage increase and decrease episode to episode.
You're going to put me out of a job here.
No. I won't. We need all things firing at once.
Okay.
But the pledge, I mean, obviously we want people naturally finding it through the algorithm. Hot new content on the algorithm. And also we want people pledging, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
But did the pledge work?
Did it.
In some places it worked very well. In some places it worked not at all.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go. I'm gonna go through the countries. Here we go. Australia.
Okay.
It's alphabetical. First three episodes of the previous show, 212 downloads.
Yes.
That moved up to 268.
Oh.
So that's a 26%. We'll just put the other glasses on top of this. Excuse me.
And sorry, I'm just finishing my food order. Okay.
That's all right. So that's a 26% increase. I might just take the sunglasses off. That was a 26% increase of listenership over the first 3 days.
That is incredible.
Great. But it needs to be 100. That means only one quarter of Australians fulfilled their pledge.
A 26% increase. That's amazing.
Look, if this was a fun market, yeah, you couldn't get 26% in any marketeer. And for those 26% who fulfilled the pledge,
yeah,
I want to say thank you.
Yes.
That's incredible. To the 74% mm-hmm. who failed the pledge, here I am, busting ass in the United States,
right,
working out of a hot garage.
Yeah, kids going hungry.
I miss my family.
Yeah.
I mean, my family misses the other parts of my family as well, my sweet friends.
Yes.
And you have the nerve to just sit there in comfortable, beautiful Australia and not fulfill the pledge.
Now, it's okay. Keep going.
No, I was just a little upset. I mean, I very much thank those 24%. And I understand. Here's the other thing. I understand people feeling anxious. Oh, I don't have any friends. What if I tell them about the pledge and they don't listen?
I have an additional point here.
Please.
I would guess that up to, let's say, 15% of people did share it and their friends didn't listen.
Mm.
And I say to those people, you need new friends. Because if you're going to recommend, if you're going to go out on a limb here and recommend a podcast that you believe in, that you subscribe to, maybe you're part of the Patreon.
I don't want to break up marriages. A lot of people can't get their significant other to listen to the podcast.
It might not be
a significant,
it could be a friend. It could be a family member. And you've been waiting for a reason to cut them out. And that is the reason.
Surely you've got someone, though, in the sanctum who you can tell about the podcast. I mean, also the pledge might be, you know, we might have to change, let's modify the pledge.
Right.
Right, because it's just tell them about the podcast. What if the pledge was get them to listen? You know, then you go to the first person, they don't want to listen. You go to the second person, hello. And you just keep going, hello, until you get it across the line.
I have a way to do this.
Tell me.
Hang out with your friend.
Mm.
Get them in a car. This is Australia.
Perfect.
A lot of people have cars.
Yes.
Lock the door.
Yes.
Put the phone on your side.
Grab what you want to grab. Kiss what you want to kiss.
Put it on.
Yeah.
And drive somewhere far, maybe in traffic. Yes. Yeah, so, oh,
into
you know
a remote location where they can't run away.
With a gun.
It's so important that we double the size of this podcast. And
no,
Australia.
Double.
Look,
triple.
No. Well, we want to double it weekly with the power of the pledge.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's the pledge pack. It's also, I think once you fulfill the pledge once, if you've already fulfilled the pledge,
right,
you fulfilled the pledge.
Yes, leave it to the next Joe Schmo to fulfill
the person who you've pledged in.
Yes.
It's their time to do the pledge.
Of course.
I'm not turning you. I don't want you to have to just give up your whole life to do nothing but tell people about this podcast.
Unless you're a top fan.
But unless you want me to love you.
Yeah.
But even then, that's not enough for love.
Mm-hmm.
It's both too much and not enough for love.
Right, yeah.
So Australia, that's really good. 26%.
Yeah. Great, I love it.
Belgium.
Oh?
We had one listener.
Yeah.
Came down to the same. It's one listener.
Okay.
The one Belgian.
Okay.
You didn't fulfill the pledge. I can tell that the Belgian didn't do the pledge.
But do you know for sure that the Belgian's English is good enough to understand the pledge?
I mean, I'd have to think if they're listening to the podcast, the English is fine.
Maybe they're listening to it to learn English.
Télé-vous... deine Gefreundin à la pledge.
Yeah.
Gelissen.
If you don't
speak... That was a combination, I think, of Gehören. I was trying to do German and French.
And French, yeah. There's Flemish as well. We don't know what part of Belgium they're in. But if
blow
they,
your nose.
If they speak Flemish, we don't want you. No, kidding. No, if you're Flemish, that's great. Keep listening.
Canadians.
Oh.
The most polite people in the world.
Yeah.
55.
Stop it.
Came up to...
Oh.
62.
That's
a 12%. Okay. Should we just do the percentage increase?
I thought you were 55%. I was like, oh my
no,
God.
No, 12% increase.
Yeah.
Canadians
yeah.
lift. Australians dominating Canada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dominating. What about Americans?
The greatest country in the world.
Oh, my God.
Had a 33% increase, wow, which is very good. I want to the Americans, again, they get around me.
Yeah.
That's not the best increase, but for a large number of people,
yeah,
it's really good.
Wait, it's not the best increase?
Oh, no. Percentage-wise, wow, we had better increases.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So let's get, I mean, we had some where, like, we just lost it. We had one Indonesian listener.
Right.
They didn't even listen to the pledge episode. Maybe they listened later in the week.
But also, maybe it was someone who was visiting Bali and now they're back in Australia.
Look, again, yeah.
These are not great statistics for... I'm right, doing analysis. Big picture statistics.
You're really committing to this and I love that.
Always.
Yeah.
Indonesia, we lost it. Denmark, okay, maybe they went back to Belgium.
Yeah.
Yes, Germany and France.
Yeah.
No change. We had three French... Nothing.
You can't expect still three. The French to listen to
the Germans.
Yeah.
Seven. The Germans usually very rigorous. Maybe that would be a social problem to tell people about the podcast in Germany.
Yeah, they're very wary of being told what to do because of the history of that country, which I'm intimately acquainted with. But I don't want to talk about Judaism right now.
Oh, is that what you meant? It's so hot. It's so hot. I'm sorry.
Wearing a fleece I'm pajama so sorry.
It's,
outfit.
It's too hot.
This is my fault, though. I chose it. But I thought it'll be flattering.
It will be so fun on the podcast, and Eve will have many other outfits as she sits in the corner and very briefly comes in. Now, 33% United States.
Okay.
So again, I'm so grateful to those people. What's happening to two-thirds of you in the United States where you feel uncomfortable with the pledge?
Can I ask, though... is that the highest number of listeners?
Highest numerical increase, but okay. I think...
All right, that's something.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you how proud I am of the people of Mexico. We had...
Which will be our first stop, by the way.
That's true. When I leave America on the boat...
That's the first place. I just did all this research on Mexico.
Eve has been researching Mexico. Yeah. We had one Mexican listener.
Okay.
We now have...
Yeah.
Four Mexican listeners. We've had a 300% increase in our Mexican listenership. And I'll tell you the other place.
Is that not 400? No. 300%, yeah, differential.
Not great at the... I just looked up on Google how to do it.
1 to 4 or 1 to 5?
1 to 4.
1 to 4.
I would have thought that would be a 400%.
Times as many. But yeah, increase would be 300% increase. You're right. We have four times as many listeners.
300% increase.
I know. I should be better at math. I don't really know.
Because a 100% increase would be double.
Yeah. So 400% is quadruple.
No. One would be two. Did you see that interview on Joe Rogan about 1 times 1 equals 2?
No.
Well, we're using the new maths.
Okay.
Here's the other country that I'm interested in. Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Also 1 to 4.
Yes.
300% or 400% increase depending on how you measure it out.
Wow.
So proud of the people of Hong Kong.
So proud of the people of Hong Kong.
And Mexico.
And Mexico. Yes. And Mexico.
Those are, I think, the big ones to... I mean, the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Snooty.
Yeah, very.
Snooty
yeah.
people.
I love them. I am always attracted to British men. Yeah.
What percentage increase do you think we got?
I think we went straight across the board, even.
6%.
Increase.
6% so increase.
On how many listeners before?
We had 33. Now we're up to 35.
Okay. All right. That's nice. But also, that tracks. You know, they
tracks with what I know about the British people.
Yeah.
I've always said that the British are about half as nice as the people of Ireland.
Oh, wow. They have a 12% increase?
They had an 11.1% increase.
Okay.
Once again, Dublin's coming through with the goods. It's not doubling, but it's only 11%. But for the people of Ireland, that's we've had a big boom there.
That was wordplay.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Now, Canada.
Yeah.
Very polite. 12% increase.
We said Canada.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So Australia, I mean, I'd shoot at Australia there, but 26% is pretty good.
It's pretty great.
Let's just quickly go through the other ones. New Zealand, 50% increase.
Why didn't we start with them? That's great.
8 to 12. That is great.
Isn't that that's the second largest increase?
That is true. Yeah. Shout out New Zealand.
Yeah.
Carrying out the pledge. I've always said New Zealand's a great country. I've tried to become successful in New Zealand so many times, so many trips to New Zealand.
You married a Kiwi.
I did.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I could just become successful in New Zealand, I could have more trips to New Zealand so she could see her family.
Yeah.
And I could not break into their media landscape because I'm not a Polynesian woman.
Oh, wow. Also, no comment, but also I think from my experience with people from New Zealand, not your wife, but in general, you have to be very aloof. That's how you break in, is you just don't even care.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Don't let anyone know about the pledge.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep the pledge under rips.
Exactly. You have to tell them to promote it.
You should have different strategies for different places.
We should see if Apple allows you to release different versions of the podcast in each country.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But that sounds technologically difficult. So instead, I'm just going to say the different ones.
Yes,
so okay. Australia... I mean, I should... Australia...
Yeah.
Pull your head in, mate. That's what we respond to.
Yes, for
AFL coach coming to tell... Pull your head in, Australia.
Yeah.
Get it done.
I thought it was pull your neck in. Anyway.
I pulled your effing head in.
Oh, okay. I was a visitor.
Head in.
Yep. Yep.
You dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big thanks to the 26%. I mean, I just can't tell you that I thought that was it. I thought I had the pledge. I thought I'd had it all figured out.
You did good, though. What's the aggregate increase? What's the overall average increase?
I don't know how to figure that out.
That's so easy. All you have to do is overall listens the week prior, overall listen, or the month prior, whatever. And then overall increase this episode.
Shit. Oh, I said shit.
Uh-oh. Bleep.
I'll go back for that.
Catholic podcast.
That was set at the 15-minute mark. Hold on. Let's find out. So aggregate increase. Smart.
I know, Jewish. I mean, I don't like to bring it up, you know, but...
Equals. Sum.
Yeah.
Brackets.
Well, tell me. I can do it in my head. What is the... I'm very smart because I'm Jewish.
Figured it out. Hold on.
Okay.
So it's the first 3 days. So we get like... So it's about half the listeners we would have for the week.
Okay.
But I just wanted the stats.
So what were the first 3 days the week prior and then the first 3 days of this one?
Okay. We went from 987 in 3 days.
Okay.
To 1267.
Ooh,
and
12,
it's done it automatically. So that's an aggregate increase of 28%.
No, that's not right. Bless you.
Yes, it is.
It's 280 more listeners.
Yeah.
That's not 28%.
It is.
I'm doing no.
Yeah.
I'm questioning all the math now. Wait, 1287. Wait, and then the next one was?
Wait, no. So it's 987 that went up to 1267.
I'm Jewish.
That's 28 and a third. So United States, well exceeding expectations. Australia, slightly below.
I don't know that that's the right math. But anyway, it's a big increase.
The point is, I think there's power in the pledge. So I think going forward, when we do this podcast properly, and this is not the podcast being done properly, this is a good time.
Yes.
And also, this will be out on YouTube. So the YouTube people will know about the pledge.
I think YouTube's going to be great. I think
very important.
Yeah. I think we got to make the little reels, the clips.
Yes.
I think visually you're an interesting person to stare at.
That's why Eve's here, is to compliment me obliquely.
Yeah.
Visually interesting.
I just love to look at you like
visually
that.
Interesting.
Wow, there's something happening. It's the beard.
Mm. I'm told I have an aura.
You
I don't
do
know
have
if that's
an aura.
Being captured on this particular camera on a tripod I got from Walmart for $14. It's on a weird angle.
It's a little bit tilted, but you can change it.
Because the power cable is dragging it down. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I really wanted to say, is give you an update on the pledge. Yep. I want to thank everyone who did the pledge. I want to condemn those who... Well, not even condemn. Let's get a little softer.
Motivate. Berate?
I wouldn't do the pledge. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a personality. I don't subscribe to anyone's Patreon.
Right.
I subscribe for 1 month. To someone's Patreon, I've unsubscribed. I don't have the money. I can't afford anything.
You've got three kids.
Got three kids. If you have kids, we don't want your money. We just want your pledge.
That's not true. If you have kids, thank you for contributing. We still want your money.
Smart.
Yes.
Smart, savvy, Jewish producer.
Not everybody.
Extracting value from the goyim.
Well, not everybody is dragging their whole family in a van across a country.
That's true.
Some people have kids and more money than you.
You're a wonderful. I'm getting so many calls on my new dumb phone. We talk about this on the Patreon.
So, yes.
I got a dumb phone.
If you have kids, please continue to support the podcast. Bring your kids up listening to the podcast. It is a swear-free podcast. Indoctrinate them young. They should be a supporter. They should wear the hat. What else should they be doing?
I've been tagged in a reel, but I can't really view it because it's a dumb phone. I'm so depressed with the dumb phone. I don't know how long this is going to last.
Your headspace is improving, though, I can tell.
Can you?
Yeah, I think you're actually much more focused. But I struggle with you having a dumb phone, but I support you.
Thank you, Eve.
You're welcome.
But I tell you who doesn't get a thank you. Barbados. Two listeners down to one listener. Barbados.
Barbados.
Pull your head in. Erminau. Erminau, Barbados.
Erminau.
Barbados. Telling people about the pledge. Barbados. Yeah. Rihanna.
Yeah.
Work harder.
Maybe.
Big the man ting.
I would say this.
Erminau.
Since your numbers overall increased, I would guess one of your fans from Barbados is sailing elsewhere to promote the podcast.
It's possibly true.
You probably have your face on the side of a different catamaran at the moment, just with a link, a QR code for your podcast.
Well, then, in anticipation of that being the case,
yep.
And in anticipation of the next country I'm going to talk about,
yep.
Forgiveness, please.
Oh my
because
God.
We're discussing now the island nation of Japan.
Right.
The honorable island nation of Japan. They went from 4 listeners up to 6 listeners.
That's a lot in Japan.
Wow. Yeah. 50% increase. We take our hat off. Would you like to put the hat on and take it off so you can take that off for the people of Japan?
Okay. I'm not putting it on fully because it's a little sweaty.
But we also have to take it off.
We take our hat off.
We're collectively taking our hat off.
And also,
to the people of Japan.
I lived in Korea, so I also know that it's very important to bow. Thank you for the people of Japan. They're more into the bowing.
Korea, Republic of, one yes. listener yeah. moved on to one listener. The Korean listener didn't do it. Korean listener... Get on it!
You should put the hat back on, though.
Yeah, I should. But Koreans, I find, respond to feeling.
That's true.
Real, human feeling.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, yeah. 들으세요.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Would you speak a little in Korean to her? You say, so, yeah. You do the translating. Shame on you!
나쁜 사람이에요.
You are a bad listener.
다시 나쁜 사람이에요.
Do the pledge!
하세요. My Korean is like so. I started with, "You're a bad person."
Yeah.
When you said shame on you, and then you said you're a bad listener, and I said again, "You're a bad person."
Okay.
And then you said, "Do the pledge." I said, "Do it."
Okay. Now I say,
"Hey, just say." Hey, just say.
And but I love you.
하지만 좋은 하세요. 좋은? I don't know. 사랑해요. 사랑해요.
I believe in you.
Again,
I think
몰라요.
Highly of you.
잘 몰라요. 하지만 사랑해요.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
Oh, yeah. Fighting.
Fighting.
Yeah, that's what they say at the Olympics. Korea fighting. It's like fighting, but they don't have the F. But
look at the hat.
I really did not translate directly. My Korean was much better 10 years ago when I lived there, but I gave the gist. Sometimes I said, "I'm sorry, I don't know how to say this,
but
I love
you." We're working on it. Norway, 50% increase. Well done.
Yes, good job. Scandinavia.
Blah, blah, blah. Is there any, now Israel had one listener.
Going through a lot right now.
They didn't listen to the pledge episode. They might be busy doing it.
Yeah, they might be busy at war.
Palestinian territories?
Yes.
No listeners.
Oh, that's shocking.
So I would just say to the members of the IDF, while you're over there doing what you're doing,
maybe you could
let people know about the podcast as well.
I'm sitting this one out.
People deserve, even while they're being shelled
mercilessly.
Sometimes indiscriminately.
Oh, gosh.
They deserve to know about the podcast.
I cannot believe you're not a bigger success in Gaza. What are these people even doing? Don't clip that for the reels. Do not put that on the reels. That's only in the YouTube episode.
All right.
The full context.
Fair.
It was sarcasm.
Eve backs a genocide.
Oh, God. Well, I'm Jewish, so I guess that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to avoid a genocide again, you got to do a couple along the way. That's what the story of Ruth is about in the Old Testament.
My middle name is Ruth.
Is it really?
Yeah, Eve Ruth.
And of course, they do a genocide at the end.
Of Ruth?
Of Ruth.
Who does it?
Ruth. Is it Ruth?
Ruth as in ruthless.
Is it,
you know?
Esther or Ruth? Hold on.
I don't know.
Esther or Ruth? Fresh straight from the tree. I don't know, but there's one of the books of the Bible where they're going to kill all the Jews.
Right.
And then the Jews get to the king. And the king is like, "Whoa, I don't want to kill all the Jews."
Right.
And then the Jews like, "You can have what?" He goes to the Jews, "Just because this was so scary, you can have whatever you want."
Oh.
The Jews like, "We want to kill everyone who was going to kill us." And the king's like, "All right."
That's fair.
So then they... You know, it's, I think love and acceptance and coming back together, that's important.
That's what Catholicism's really about. Yeah, ever heard of the Inquisition? I don't really know what happened, but I know
the Inquisition was a generous outreach to help people be better.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Robin Hood. I think it was pretty bad. From
Friar Tuck is Catholic.
I just remember violence. I don't know.
Norway, 50% increase.
You said it. You said
the Netherlands, 100% increase. So we had one listener in the Netherlands.
And now it's two.
Now it's two.
Wow.
The Netherlands.
Yeah.
That guy did the pledge.
Yes.
Thank you. to the Netherlands.
Not as impressive as Mexico, where one person brought in four
obviously,
people.
You know, but we don't condemn people for not going above and beyond. You did the pledge.
So you're not condemned, but I'm just letting you know you did great, but some people are outshining
it's you. It's always possible to do more. Paraguay, yes. You didn't do the pledge.
Pledge? Oh my God, James said
room.
Kledge.
That's all right. That's
so
fine.
Stupid.
We're at the end of the podcast. Now let's, once again, I think we should do the pledge. And if you have already done the pledge, guess what? You don't have to do the pledge this time.
You can do it again.
But you can if you want to.
Some people like being part of something larger than themselves.
Yeah.
That's like, well, you go to mass, don't
like a
you?
A parasite.
Yeah. You go to mass, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you don't say mass. You don't say the things one time and then that's it.
I don't want to compare what we're doing to the mass.
I do.
I know
and
this
I
will
think,
be hard for you to understand.
I think.
Like when Leonard Bernstein wrote his own mass. And it doesn't really work.
All I heard was Jewish man's name. But
Eve will not be on the podcast as much as she has been today. This is a very overrepresentative because we just filmed the Patreon episode.
Right.
Eve will be sitting in the corner in a great outfit. And don't you worry. I just don't want you to worry. I don't want you to listen to this.
I got a great review, by the way. Go check it out on Apple. Somebody really liked me and said, don't hide Eve. So here I am. But my point is, as your producer, I don't want you to tell people who might want to do the pledge again not to do the pledge. I think that it's up to them. You're not putting the pressure on them. You're leaving the door open.
It's important to have someone as unscrupulous as Eve.
It's important to
help
have
us get that boat.
Jewish friends, yes.
I didn't say that.
You meant that, and you're right. Let's do the pledge again.
I'm just going to quickly say.
Okay.
Singaporean listener, you did nothing. Isle of Man listener, you did nothing. South African listener, you did nothing. Mm. Paraguayan listener, you did nothing.
Wow.
You already did the Korean. Italian listener, just one. You did nothing.
Yeah,
Mamma mia, spicy meatball, Italian listener.
That does track, though. I'm sorry. They're very proud people.
But Croatian like listener, you did nothing.
Rome's gone.
Huge shout out to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ireland? Excellent. United States, United Kingdom, Hong Kong. And we might do an episode maybe coming up on Hong Kong-Mexican relations because there's something about those countries. Is Hong Kong a country?
Yes. It's an island nation, I believe. I believe.
I think you're thinking of Taiwan.
Oh.
I think Hong Kong is now a province of China. But we love you. All right. The pledge.
Okay, your wife texted me. I had to respond.
What did she say?
She wanted to know if she should put my clothes in the dryer.
Oh, yes, she definitely should.
I just said I'll be right in after this, yeah.
I pledge. To do my best. To help James Donald Forbes McCann.
To help James Donald Forbes McCann.
Buy a boat.
And I pledge.
That's today.
Or.
If it's very late when I'm listening to this.
If it's very late when I'm listening to this.
Tomorrow. But sometime in the near future. You know what? I don't want to do a set pledge. I just want to do ad hoc new pledges.
Okay.
All right, let's new pledge. You know what? Here's another one. Let's all feel a part of a community.
Yeah.
Let's hit them with a wee pledge. Let's hit him with a wee pledge.
Oh, so I went from being in the corner wearing a fun outfit to being in the pledge.
But everyone's a wee. We're all part of the universal James Donald Forbes Can't Get Him Around plan listenership.
That's true.
We pledge.
To get.
One person.
At least.
To listen to this brilliant podcast. I love the embellishments. Don't copy that. Soon, very soon. Catamaran ho. That's more of a hit it and quit it pledge.
Catamaran ho. Yeah, it is. Hit it and quit it. Yeah. Boyakasha, like that.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.